It started in February with West Virginia. As winter turned to spring, teacher protests moved to Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arizona, and Colorado.
You made me use my teacher voice!
Tomorrow, the action moves to North Carolina. Thousands of teachers from all over the state plan to march on the Capitol building in Raleigh. The biggest districts have canceled classes for the day. Sally Merriman has taught middle school Spanish in North Carolina for more than 20 years.
I think a lot of us started to see, well, shoot, if West Virginia can do it, North Carolina can do it. If Oklahoma can do it, North Carolina can do it. If Arizona can do it, so can North Carolina.
What I hear in your voice sounds like frustration transforming into a level of excitement and hope that maybe haven't felt in a while.
Oh, yeah. It spreads like wildfire. That energy spreads like wildfire because people really feel now that there's some momentum in this movement and they can really affect change.
I went to the Raleigh area to watch this protest energy spreading. I spoke with teachers and a lawmaker about why these tensions are bubbling over now and what's likely to come of them.
Also, fair warning, we have a pet hedgehog.
Oh, yes.
Mona the hedgehog is technically a classroom pet. Right now, this little bundle of spikes is at the home of Seamus Kenny and Carrie Lockwood. They're married and pregnant with their first child. He teaches middle school music. She teaches elementary school art. The kids named Mona the Hedgehog after the Mona Lisa.
They're so feisty.
My students with like more severe behavioral problems, it's really easy for them to bond with an animal.
She found a grant to buy the hedgehog. Carrie and Seamus get creative to make ends meet. The hedgehog's glass cage sits in a spare room of the house that they plan to rent out for some extra income. Both of them work multiple jobs. She does graphic design on the side.
I always kind of knew that I was going to have to be frugal, and I'm okay with that. But I really value my time, so I didn't have the expectation that I was going to have to work more than one job.
North Carolina ranks 39th in the country for teacher salaries, according to 2017 data from the National Education Association. Carrie and Seamus would make more money teaching in the towns where they grew up. Carrie's from northern Indiana. Seamus is from rural upstate New York, and his old hometown music teacher is about to retire.
I don't know if I'd be up for it. It's high school. I teach middle school. But it would almost double my salary just by moving there.
That temptation is one reason North Carolina has a teacher shortage of thousands of educators across the state. Seamus let us shadow him for a day. He arrives at school before 8 a.m., and his first class is 7th grade chorus. After a full day of teaching, he gets into his car and heads to his next job.
Now I teach a private piano lesson. This is a family I've worked with for about 2 years. Cool, now we just had to put it all together.
Then back to school for a band concert in the evening.
And then, of course, there's chatting with parents afterwards, so we're looking at a good 14-hour day today.
His salary is about $45,000. That's for a teacher who's been working 7 years in one of the best-paying districts in the state. Back at their house, I ask Seamus and Carrie if they can sustain this lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that. It's going to be challenging when we have a child and we have new expenses, so I just don't know how it's going to be.
In each state where teachers have protested, the demands have been different. The focus might be pensions, teacher salaries, or school buildings. North Carolina teachers have a range of demands, but their central argument is that the state's education spending never caught up after the Great Recession. So pay is one big complaint. Another is the amount of money every school gets for its students. Buildings need repairs. Classes are crowded.
Most of my classes, I think 3 out of 4, have over 30 students in them.
Carlos Perez teaches high school social studies.
You can also see the state of the floors, the cracks, the crumbling tiles.
From a creaky old cabinet, Carlos pulls out the textbook for a class called Law and Justice. From Supreme Court justices to major legal developments, the textbook has a lot of information that's out of date. It's from 2005.
So I'm curious, does this textbook refer to Senator Barack Obama?
Yeah, it would refer to Senator Barack Obama. It also, you know, wouldn't include marriage equality. It wouldn't include a lot of significant legislation that's gone through in the last 10 years plus.
So as a textbook, it's limited in its usefulness.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah, I mean, mostly they stay in there.
Like thousands of others, Perez plans to march in Raleigh tomorrow.
I think it's a sort of responding to the decline in conditions that we've all seen, felt, witnessed, and people have just reached a boiling point, particularly in the South, but really around the country. And more people are tired of taking blow after blow after blow. And I think folks are finally starting to look around and say, no one's coming to save us. We need to save ourselves.
Tomorrow's protest is timed for the first day of the legislative session, where Republican state lawmaker Tim Moore will preside as Speaker of the House. He says the state is already addressing some of the teachers' concerns.
We're moving things up. I think the NEA just ranked us last year as the number one state in the country for teacher wage growth. And this year we've been ranked number two. So we're on a sharp trajectory. And I can tell you that teachers are getting bigger pay increases than any other state employees.
That being the case, why do you think thousands of teachers are coming to march here on Wednesday?
I've scratched my head over that, because if you look at what we've done, 5 years of consistent pay increases, my belief from what I've seen is, if you look at some of the folks organizing this, is that they're getting rank and file teachers to come in on it. But the folks organizing it tend to have more of a liberal political agenda. And so I think that's a big partisan part of it. And that's why, frankly, a lot of teachers that I know have said on Wednesday they're going to be in school teaching their students.
The largest districts in the state have said they're going to close on Wednesday because so many teachers planned to call in a personal day. Do you think the majority of those teachers are insincere in their complaints about the school conditions and are just kind of being used for partisan political ends, as you suggest?
I believe that teachers have legitimate concerns. And the thing is, we've addressed very many of those.
We ran the numbers he quoted by the NEA, the National Education Association. They told us the growth figures don't account for inflation. Factor that in, and the NEA says North Carolina teacher salaries have fallen by nearly 10% in the last decade. Tomorrow won't be the start of a multi-day strike like the ones in West Virginia and Arizona, but Michael Marr says the central questions are the same in each of these states. Marr is assistant dean at the North Carolina State University College of Education.
It comes down to priorities, right? How we want to invest in education going forward. What do we really want to invest in the state? How can we make the best possible decisions? And I think that is also one of these things that's getting lost in kind of the back and forth, is that this isn't only about teachers, right? It's about kids.
Teachers say tomorrow's protest in North Carolina is meant to send a message. If these lawmakers don't meet their demands, voters will choose new ones in November who will.